You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Karagat Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Hello, Birdie. This reminds me of, you know, whenever I do this, like I'm recording outside in the morning, hear the birdies in the background. That was what I used to say at the beginning of my first podcast, The Morning Cool Down, which I want to start figuring out how to integrate some of those older episodes, maybe do a compilation, something. So, I used to call the birdies my background music. There's something about birds. There's like a thread. Have you noticed? So I talk about how to feed your baby birds, you know, like with your message. That's like my big thing. You know, your little chicks, your baby chicks. I call them the little baby birds. And I love that analogy. And I know a couple years ago, I shared how I noticed it happened twice, where there was a little nest over top of my porch light. And, you know, a mama was building her nest, and then she had the eggs, and then finally the babies were born. And then I saw these babies, the mouths, and they were like wanting food, and they were just like hungry and desperate and relying upon their mother. And that struck me as like, that's who we are. That's who we are when we're behind the microphone, when we're sharing in a way that is vulnerable and in a way that we know it's for the best interest of our people, right? Even if we sound a little silly and we risk a little bit, we risk something. We kind of stumble over words. We say and ah, and maybe we cough, and maybe, you know, you lose your train of thought. So there's something really powerful about spontaneity, and that's what I wanted to talk about in this episode today. And how it can be your friend. It can be a huge ally, because I know that as business owners, you know, we're coaches who have our businesses and we're growing our businesses. And we can get into this thing like spontaneity, you know, is not, it's kind of lazy or it's kind of loosey goosey. And I have to be structured and I have to have a plan. And believe me, I'm the queen of strategy and big picture. That was like my job as a magazine editor. If I could not orchestrate a magazine, I was in trouble because that was my job. And so I love structure, but I also love this spontaneity. So structure, I like to say structured spontaneity. And the way I do it, and I'm just going to talk about it and teach you how to do it yourself. You already know how to do it, but I just want to enlighten you a little bit so that you're like not stuck in a box of like, I have to have structure. And if I feel spontaneous, you squash it, you step on it. You say, no, I have to work on my social media right now, or I have to do that story, or I have to do that post, or I have to do that thing. And when you start to have to death, that's when you begin to run into some problems where, you know, you might want to go watch Netflix instead of doing your podcast or working on your business joyfully. And so when you feel spontaneous, like exactly what I'm doing right here, because I always live in the breakthrough. If I have a breakthrough, I have something going on, I'm like, I'm going to share that. I'm going to share that shit. My people have to know. So it's this, what I'm doing right here. And when you have a moment, when you have those times in the day, when you know that, I always like to use the analogy of like the ether, like the moment, that creativity, that is, it's in the ether, it's there, it's swirling above you. And, you know, harnessing it, capturing it, bottling it up however you need to. That's the magic. Instead of saying, no, this is not the time for that. And there is something very mystical about that, right? There's something very nebulous about it that we need to allow. I believe that. I believe that if you're constantly in your head about your business and about the things that you want to achieve, then you're going to miss out on those moments that where your magnificence lies, where those gifts of creativity, like what those have to give you. Oh, listen to those birds. Aww. So here's how I do it, okay? So here I am. I'm walking. I'm moving my bod. It's early in the morning. And I'm talking to you because I was, you know, the spirit moved me. And it's still and it's quiet. And it's like, why not? And I can save this, put it in my little, you know, archive. I have no issues. And this is what I teach my clients too. It's like, you know, because I know all the different ways to record. You can do it fancy. You can have the studio. You can do it from your computer, or you can do it from your phone. It really doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You can mix it up, mix and match. That's what makes it creative and fun. And then, so here I am walking, talking into my phone directly, by the way. So I don't use, when I'm out like this, I don't use a headset or any kind of external microphone, because I really want to pick up that, what you just heard, all the geese flying by, the birds chirping. I want all of it. With a headset, it's not quite going to be the same. And then I can save it. And instead of knee jerk, like, okay, well, I got this thing. What am I going to do with it? And okay, well, maybe I'll record it and then I'll release it. Yeah. That might be your brain, right? Doing all that stuff. Like the knee jerk. I think of the knee jerk kind of, you know, well, I got to do this thing. So like, no, you have confidence to like say, you know what? We recorded another beautiful episode for the bank, and that's going to live over there until when I sit down in my studio to produce, you know, when, like I like to say, when tech lady comes for a visit. For me, it's very specific, certain times, and there's not much of it. Most of the time, me, the creative, the entrepreneur, the big picture thinker, is usually driving the bus, is usually working on the business like this, unconventionally quirky. And it's funny because it's usually during, when for me, when I'm moving my body. So what is it for you? And so to honor and answer your spontaneous callings, how will you capture that? To figure out how will you capture that so that it becomes your North Star? It becomes sort of the ship, the navigation of the ship. And then you get to build everything else around those times. Now, I'm not saying you have to always do something when you're spontaneous and always record when you're feeling spontaneous. But what I am saying is don't disregard those moments. Don't hamper them squash them, step on them, say, you know, nope, it's not time for that, because that's just, you know, child's play or being irresponsible, being in the, you know, like I'm saying when those arise, like to look for trends. Does that happen certain times of the day? Like, could you, you know, conjoin a few different activities like this? Like, I'm walking and I'm creating an episode. Could you conjoin other activities that you do in a very quirky and creative way? That is you. Because there is no one way to do your business, to create your podcast. There's no one way. You know, back in 2014, podcasting was still pretty clunky. People were still kind of getting on the bandwagon there. I could literally count the podcasts in my niche. And now it might take you a while. You might need to pour a glass of wine to do it. You know? So it is, and that's not to say it's, you know, I'm not trying to, by no means do I want to make you feel overwhelmed. Oh my gosh, there's so many shows. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because when you're tapping into who you are and the thing that makes you come alive, that's going to make your people come alive. There's no question. And it doesn't matter how many people are in the space. So if you're worried about that, that's going to be the obstacle for you. You know, and maybe that's just a matter of you seeing how many people you know that step into podcasting and look at their beliefs and look at what they're doing. And they're like, "Woo, this is amazing." And it is, even with all the noise, even with all the people starting podcasts, it doesn't matter. It's because they're so freaking excited about podcasting. That's the point, right? So anyway, that's my message on this little, you know, mini-sode. To just capture that spontaneity when it's in the ether and allow it. Don't squash it. Don't, you know, make it, you know, say go away. You know, don't, I'm trying to think of a phrase, like, don't poo-poo it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because here I am, spontaneous. There might have been a few little ramblings in there, but so what? I don't care. That's the thing with me. I don't care. And that's the thing that I help my clients figure out. It's like, let's get you to, I don't care. I'm doing this because I'm changing lives, baby. We're changing lives. So with that, I'm going to let you go. And I hope you have a fabulous rest of your week. Take care. Hey, before you go, I just want to share a quick resource with you. It's a free class that I created for you about how to jumpstart your podcast and get started in as little as 3 steps. Literally, you can be getting going with podcasting like today. And when you sign up to watch my free class, I'm also going to send you my podcast launch roadmap. Now, this is a checklist. It literally is everything, literally every step that I take you through, every single bit of the process. And it just makes it very simple. And a lot of my clients have been saying they love this because this is something that I reveal only to my clients. And now I'm sharing it with you. And when they see how easy, like they can see a systematic approach to how I guide them when we're, you know, when I'm coaching them, and now I'm sharing it with you. So if you want to take the class and get my free roadmap, you can go to karagottwarner.com/free class. All right. See you next time.